is Todd Barber of the Reef Ball Foundation. Todd, welcome to America Back on Track.
Thanks, Tony.
Would you explain what reef balls are first?
Reef balls is a designed artificial reef system that we use for restoring coral reefs and many other uses.
And how do you do that?
Well, the Reef Ball Foundation is an organization that basically takes reef balls, puts them out into the ocean and other estuaries. In some cases, we plant corals on them and they grow into coral reefs. In some places, we allow natural settlement to occur. They can grow into oyster reefs. We can use them for planting red mangrove trees. We use them for a variety of different projects, basically with the aim of helping to restore our oceanic ecosystem.
There's a considerable need for it. I had a friend who shot a documentary in the Philippines where the fishermen were using dynamite. They were throwing sticks of dynamite into the water to stun the fish and kill some, and the fish would float to the surface, and that's how they collected them. But in the process, they were destroying one of the most important ecosystems on the planet. You are in over 56 countries rehabilitating reefs?
That's correct. We have programs in 70 countries, and we have reefs in 56 countries. And in fact, I've been in the Philippines and watched that dynamiting occur. And it's akin to someone on land trying to hunt deer by burning down the forests and then going in and finding the charred meat afterwards. I mean, it's just a silly practice to do. I was diving in the Philippines in one spot where they had to use fish traps to catch the fish, but if they put a buoy up, anybody would steal their traps. So what they did is they put two traps connected together with a steel cable, and they would take their anchors and drag them along the bottom to pull up the traps. Well, there was a line that was a marine park and a fishing area, and when you dove it, it was actually like a desert on one side, completely sand, where they had been doing that for years, and the other side a beautiful coral reef where they weren't allowed to penetrate. It was just amazing to see the difference that just one little fishing practice had made.
Indeed. Now, the reef balls that you're talking about, they're described on your site as 6 inches to 6 feet, weighing 6 to 6,000 pounds, and they look sort of like a child's jungle gym or play equipment or something.
Yeah, or like half a wiffle ball of Swiss cheese might be. That's sort of hollow inside. They've got a fairly specific design because they have to withstand a whole lot of different environmental forces like hurricanes and fishermen dropping anchors, but they've also got very specialized biological features to allow, for example, holes that create whirlpools to make corals grow better, real rough surface texture so that larval corals and oysters can hold on when they start to form a reef, and specific void spacing that helps to balance the reef so that you don't have too many or too few fish, and you have space inside for fish to shelter. So it's a lot like creating a tree or a habitat in a zoo. There's very specific things you have to design to for particular animals, and that's why we need so many different sizes and shapes. The whole concept is, instead of just throwing out trash or some material of opportunity, we design the reef from both a biological and a physical standpoint of view to actually turn into a natural reef. So the goal is, if you were to dive or fish on one of our reefs, you know, 10 years from now, you would not even know that it was anything artificial at all.
Now, this comes on your work is terribly significant because there was a recent story about off of the coast of Florida. They dumped, I think it was in 1972, tons of tires, some of which had been cut up, some of which had cement in them. And the tires have degraded. They come loose from their foundations. They're making a tremendous mess. They're actually damaging the reefs there.
Yeah, throughout the world, we've seen tires do more harm than good from people who had good intentions. And one of the things that our foundation tries to do is take the latest technology from the scientists and the state-of-the-art of artificial reefs around the world and get it to the reef managers and the volunteer organizations and everybody else who's out there trying to do something for the ocean, because sometimes good intentions aren't so good. Tires, in that case, although they seemed like it would be a good way to environmentally dispose of them, they were too light and they moved around and have destroyed thousands of times more reefs than they ever created. So we have to be a little careful, especially in the ocean where we don't have people watching things happen all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Only about 2% of the world really has a chance to get under the ocean and see what's down there. So those of us that do dive and snorkel and go out in boats need to pay extra attention and try to, you know, let the world know what's happening in these very delicate ecosystems.
delicate indeed. And, you know, the issue, Todd, that's so concerning is that for, well, since people have been in boats, they've just dumped things over the side. They're trash. There have been fuel leaks. I think that we've been dumping nuclear waste and things into the oceans. And eventually that's going to come back and bite us.
It already has. In my lifetime, approximately a third of the reefs in the world have disappeared. You got to understand that all the reefs in the world make up the size of about the state of South Carolina, and they hold about half the species on the planet. And so it's pretty critical. And something, you know, if that, you know, you think about nuclear waste and the big stuff, something as simple that as a plastic bag that all of us use every day can move across a reef, pausing as it touches a coral or it lands on a kelp bed or over a little fish house, damaging or killing the coral. And then the next wave blows it to the next coral and then suffocates the next one, and this can go on and on and on for something so simple and so little and so easily preventable. I mean, it's not so much a big stretch of a wouldn't kill society to say, you know, hey, if you live on an island, use a paper bag instead of a plastic bag. You know, we live close to the sea, be careful about it. So one of the things our foundation has really tried to get out there is educational programs to children, to senior citizens, and hopefully that'll filter down to the people in between, but just about how little things can make such a big difference.
Todd, am I wrong? I seem to recall that there was a study that said that in every square mile of ocean there's something like 650 pieces of plastic riding on the surface.
I would say that's probably a fairly accurate figure, if not higher in some parts of the world, especially Southeast Asia, where a lot of disposable plastics are used every day in construction. So I've been some places underwater. I mean, sometimes, for example, after the tsunami, we, for example, went and surveyed the damage right after the tsunami, and not too many of there, only about 10% of the reefs got destroyed by the wave itself. We went back and did a coral restoration effort and restored some of those, and 6 months later returned to monitor it and found out that 50% more of the corals, including the ones we planted, were destroyed by the trash that had been swept in by this big wave and was slowly working itself around during the heavier monsoon season.
Oh my goodness.
It had taken us 2 and 3 times longer than usual to rehabilitate reefs there because of just the human trash that was in place. Now, of course, that was not something that was human's fault necessarily, but it's indicative of how trash can have a lingering effect in the ocean.
What can individuals do?
You know, there's so many things that individuals can do. You can get involved with any of the nonprofit organizations around the world that do reef restoration or any type of environmental cleanups or pollution control, whatever it is that those individuals like. You can certainly get involved by going to any of the numerous websites those folks have. If people want to get involved with us, they can go to our website, www.artificialreefs.org, which has links to lots of other organizations as well. The other way is just simple awareness. When you go on vacation to places where you get a chance to see the ocean, or when you're at the ocean, look around, and if you see something going on, report it to the person that's, you know, getting ready for that trash bag. Just go tell them, you know, hey, maybe that's not a good idea. Could you put it over here? And I don't know, there's political ways to get involved. There's donation ways to get involved. Everybody can do a part. I mean, the ocean belongs to us all. So if you treat it like it's your own property, you'll protect it better.
Todd Barber, Reef Ball Foundation, thank you for being with us on America Back on Track.
Thank you, Tony.
Here's good news about your money. Monterey County Bank.